San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, buddy. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live from KFMB with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle, and good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. You can hear us on, if you download an app for AM 760 KFMB, hear us on your smartphone. Now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He is a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author. He's a philanthropist. He is a family office expert to several high-net-worth families. I'm out of breath. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I am marvelous, Joe. It's good to be back. You know, we sort of took last week off and we aired a tape show. Did you, you enjoy your brief, Saturday night off?
Oh, my God. It was toasty. Yeah, I had a great Saturday night.
Good.
And the weather this week, the wind on Wednesday was extraordinary. I think in all my years here, been here over a little over 3 decades.
We had a 101-mile gust in San Diego County, which is a record for the county. 101.
But congrats to the fire teams out there, because they were out in force and knocked down those some threatening fires in a hurry. And so, of course, the latest news today is congratulations to California Chrome, who this colt that won the... Kentucky Derby.
That's a fast horse.
Amazing. You know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. The owners and they spent $10,000 on this horse, Richard. I don't know if you know about this, but
I know the story.
And there's 30,000 horses born every year in the fold, or born, I don't know what the term is, but in the U.S. to pick this one, and it's just amazing. So congratulations to them and everybody involved.
Triple crown, here we come, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
No, maybe.
We'll see. So did they win? Is this the first leg or second leg of the triple crown? Because it didn't win there's two more to go, right?
There's two more to, I think. I don't know. I follow horse racing, geez.
But the other most important announcement is one of our sponsors' daughter, Brianna. Would you like to
Brianna Quaranta?
Yes.
Daughter of Michael Quaranta with UBS.
Correct.
She's back in Florida.
Well, we should read what he said.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
He said, would like to wish Brianna and her competitive cheerleading team from the California All-Stars at the San Marcos Gym good luck at their Varsity All-Star National Championship. They're going to be this evening and tomorrow at the ESPN Wide World of Sports, how about that, at Center at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And her team is only one of 8 teams in their competition level that won a paid bid invitation among all 50 states. 12 teams from 5 separate California All-Star gyms from Chula Vista to Livermore to Scottsdale, Arizona were invited. So he says, who says competitive cheer isn't a sport?
And it Brianna.
Well, it's gymnastics. I mean, for
God's
sake.
They fly through the air.
Yeah. I saw an inspiring thing on Facebook. This kid, Nico Calabria. Have you heard of this?
I have.
He plays soccer on one leg
one leg.
And he plays soccer up and down the field while on crutches. So it's pretty amazing. So speaking of amazing, we've got a pretty amazing guest tonight, don't we?
Should we turn his microphone on?
I think we should.
Yeah, let's do that.
This gentleman, boy, talk about entrepreneurs. He's done everything, real estate to TV to showbiz and every other thing. He formed the Gibraltar Holdings in 2003. We'll get into all this a little later. Got into commercial real estate and all other great things. And he is a San Diego resident now, but I'm sure he's been around the block and around the country a few times. And he is now the new principal owner of the new World Team Tennis franchise, the San Diego Aviators, which will be having their first matches in San Diego, the Sports Arena, in July. And his name is Russell Geiser. So, Russell, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening. It sounds like I can't hold a job down.
I know. Well, we're the same way if you look at our resumes.
Well, it's
short attention spans.
Yeah. Well, where were you born and raised, though, Russell? And then we'll get into your college, and then we'll, if you care to disclose.
I was born in New York, but I grew up in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then went to Santa Monica High School, played tennis there.
Whoa.
And then went to UC Berkeley, came back to SC to get an MBA, and then came down to San Diego in 89.
Wow.
So I've been here 25 years, my 25th year here.
Up and down the coast, just like our KFMB signal, for gosh sake. So, but that's pretty impressive. So what was your undergrad degree, and just out of curiosity, Berkeley?
Psychology.
Really?
Wow.
You need that in business, right, Richard?
You do, especially given what I do for a living.
But now I also see you're involved here in a little bit of showbiz. You've produced some television or films or whatever. You want to discuss any of that, your latest projects or some former projects?
Or why you were in studio all day today recording?
Yeah, well, we were having some fun today, but we just wrapped a film we co-produced with Mark Wahlberg called Stealing Cars. It should come out later this year. We're working on a domestic distribution deal for that right now. And then
is that what it's about, stealing cars?
It's actually it's a pretty interesting story about a kid, and I don't want to give it away.
Okay,
and
all right.
I don't think the team has done any professional announcements yet. So
okay, we'll wait for the trailers.
But we wrapped that movie, then we wrapped a movie with Josh Duhamel called Lost in the Sun, and that's actually a really interesting story.
I like the title, Lost in the Sun.
About a guy in Texas. It's a period piece set back about 20 years. And he's robbing banks, and it's an interesting story. So, it's a much easier way to make money than we've been doing here.
We don't make money in radio, so everybody knows.
We're doing
what our sponsors do.
We do this out of pure passion. We love it.
Our sponsors do.
Yeah, but yes. Now, you played tennis in college, and so you've had a love for the game ever since.
I played tennis in high school. In college, I watched the tennis team.
Okay, because
Berkeley was number two in the country. Lost to Stanford that year, 5-3, and the team. Four of the guys went to Wimbledon. So
some of the names are. Do we know some of the names? Or
yeah, Scott McCain was one of the guys. Larry Stefanke was there. There were just Chris Dunk. Mm-hmm. There were several guys that were phenomenal tennis players, and I wasn't that level. So
gotcha.
You have to know where you stand when you go to Cal.
So after MBA, what'd you do? Do you work up in L.A. or down here? Or
I worked down here. I actually got into real estate and enjoyed an interesting career in real estate, first developing and then syndicating real estate.
Gotcha.
And it's a lot easier to buy things than it is to build them.
Yeah.
Once I finally figured that out, I switched gears and did that for a while. And then I was fortunate enough to get into film. And the film industry is far more fun, but it works a lot the same way as real estate. There's a way to offset risks. There's a way to have an anchor tenant, so to speak, in terms of who you've signed for the movie. And there's foreign rights and there's state tax credits and there's other financing tools that you use that make it a much safer bet than it seems when the studio just throws $100 million at Marvel.
And then some venues or cities have bigger incentives for film production, right?
Some states do. A lot of states actually try to attract film production. California is not one of them.
Isn't that sad?
But, I think the best states that we found certainly are Louisiana, Texas, and New York is amazingly one of the best states to work in.
They say Canada too has some good deals, right?
We've never filmed in Canada. It's too cold.
Okay,
so you can only shoot about 2 months of the year, Joe, unless you're doing a movie about being in the Antarctic.
How about the hockey movies? So then, how did you get involved with World Team Tennis, and what is your appetite in that regard?
I have been playing a lot of tennis events kind of around the country. There's a lot of pro-ams and there's charity events that are really fun to participate in and typically benefit a good cause. And one of the people that I met there ended up buying the Orange County Breakers this year, actually the end of last year, and moved them to Austin and renamed them the Austin Aces and signed Andy Roddick, signed Marion Bartoli, who won Wimbledon. He started to put together a pretty good team. And he called me and he said, I think there's a team you can buy. It's got McEnroe on it. It's pretty exciting. Why don't you buy it, move it to San Diego, and then we can play each other? That sounds like fun. Let's work on that. Because amazingly, San Diego does not have a professional tennis event. In fact, now we don't have one in Los Angeles. We lost the La Costa event to China last year. We don't have a professional tennis team in Orange County.
Yeah, we used to have that women's tournament, but you say that's gone.
La Costa was the final year, summer of 2013. Sad, but second time we've lost it, so it's not coming back.
Unless the Chinese sell it back to us.
Yeah, unless they sell it back. But no, they would sell it to some other place. We've had too many chances.
They might make 10 and sell one back or something.
Yeah,
you never know. But
we should explain, first of all, what World Team Tennis is before we talk about it.
Well, we interviewed Billie Jean King last summer. And this was her baby.
It is her baby.
She started the league, and it's
team tennis. It's a really cool thing because you have men's singles, women's singles, doubles, mixed doubles.
And, of course, she likes crowd involvement, so she likes people yelling and screaming. It's more like a basketball game.
It's faster paced, no ad scoring. Yeah. Things like that.
So it's like 1, 2, 3, and point. It's right in game,
yeah,
right?
You move.
Yeah, the slogan of World Team Tennis is actually save your silence for after the match.
Right. Now, also, if you hit a let in, I mean, you only get like pretty much two serves, right? I mean, if you hit a let, does it count? You don't get a...
We try to teach our players to make it on the first serve.
Yeah. Yeah. But the idea...
But
the
if it does trickle over, Joe, it's okay.
But the games move along...
In World Team Tennis.
But the games move along a lot quicker and...
It's very fast-paced. It's exciting. It's way more intimate than any large tournament you're going to attend.
And, of course, the court is very colorful. All the service court... how many different colors? There's a lot. I think there's...
It's high energy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about a seven-hour singles match.
I think there's three different colors per side or whatever, so that's kind of cool. So anyway,
you picked up McEnroe's franchise, right, out of New York?
We did. We picked up the New York Sport Times with John on it, and we knew that John wouldn't come across country to play for us here.
Well, he can't play singles anymore anyway. I've seen him try.
But such a pleasant individual.
Oh, yeah.
I can't comment on either of those comments.
I can.
So
I can tell you a story, but anyway.
We actually got a team with nobody on it because Robert Kendrick decided that he wasn't coming back to World Team Tennis. McEnroe wasn't playing. The other guys really weren't playing. And so we set out to create what we thought could be a dominant team that could compete with the Washington Castles, who have won the last four championships. And I reached out to Bob and Mike Bryan, who are fan favorites here in San Diego, having played Davis Cup here at Petco Park just a couple months ago.
Oh, that was so fun watching that match. That really was.
Saturday was a lot of fun.
Oh, Saturday was fun.
Yeah, we had a blast.
Sam Querrey on Friday wasn't very much fun.
What a unique event, though. Was that televised overseas or anywhere? It had to be televised.
It was on the
right?
Tennis Channel.
Yeah, somebody. It was repeated a lot on the Tennis Channel. Yeah. But mostly Britain watched it over and over again.
Yeah, James Ward is a hero.
Yeah. But we have to take a little break right now, though, Russell. But we'll be right back with Russell Geiser, the owner of the new San Diego Aviators, right after this. Hang on. All right, we are back with our special guest, Russell Geiser, principal owner of the new World Team Tennis team here, the San Diego Aviators. Get on their website, sandiegoaviators.com. Great, great historic title. Obviously, we're an aviation mega spot here in San Diego, right? We have a great history of
Charles Lindbergh.
Right, right.
Over by the Midway post office, he took off.
He did.
Although post office wasn't there then.
Yeah. So is that... So
that was actually the reason. Yes, I came up with a name because I wanted it to be evocative of San Diego's naval aviation history.
Yeah, cool.
Excellent, excellent. So,
Joe, we had Billie Jean on. Oh, I guess it was right before the 40th anniversary of the Battle of the Sexes, and she was talking about World Team Tennis and how she believes that young people really aren't playing tennis anymore, and it's become sort of an older person sport. Like, you know, me and Russell, we've got a lot of gray hair between the two of us.
What are we, like 140?
We're 108. Well, I'm 55 and you're 53, so.
And I'm not talking.
And Joe ain't disclosing.
I got you both
beat. Joe's got his beat, but he's not disclosing. And so one thing Billie Jean talks about is she wants to make tennis more relevant and more fun. So can you explain how World Team Tennis does that? Because I think World Team Tennis does a great job at doing that.
I think it does, but I think if we want the U.S. to be relevant, we need to add some clay courts. Because if you look around, you know, the teams, the people that are coming out of the patience that it takes to play on clay are the people that are beginning to win most of the events. And so if you learn to train on clay and you can't win the point quickly the way that Roddick and Sampras used to do, then you really have to learn some patience. But in the meantime, if you're impatient, World Team Tennis is for you because it moves so quickly. And, you know, World Team Tennis gives you the chance as a fan to really be part of the sport, as everything in the sports world has moved to giant stadiums and bigger places, it gets less and less personal. If you go back to the days when Tilden played or Bobby Riggs played, or you know, a while back, you see that it was more intimate. And so, what World Team Tennis does is it brings back the intimacy, and I think to that extent, it brings back relevancy because you feel closer to the sport.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be fun. You know, in tennis, you're supposed to sit on your hands while the points are going on and not make any noise. And I know you're not supposed to like do weird things in World Team Tennis when people are serving and so on. But the point is, you're supposed to make noise, have fun, get involved, cheer teams on.
And maybe we can learn a little bit about family from this, because how did you land the Bryan brothers? I mean, these guys are the Babe Ruth of men's doubles, right? I mean, who's got more wins or success?
Joe, these guys are rock stars. You should have seen Petco Park on that Saturday when they played that doubles match.
And I'd like to know how two brothers can get along like this for that.
They're twins. They're twins, so they have no choice.
Really? Well, I mean, it's still...
I think it goes back to... I mean, they have parents that have you know, been there for them the entire time. Bob and Mike are two of the sweetest guys on the planet. It was interesting at Davis Cup, if you watched, after the match, they handed Mike a bucket of balls to hit balls, to sign balls. Bob and Mike both signed the balls and hit them into the crowd. And they completed hitting this entire bucket of balls into the crowd. And then Mike looked over and said, give us another bucket of balls. And they did it again. And most guys are just not built like that. But Mike and Bob have been fan favorites since they started. I mean, since they were nine-year-olds, you know, winning the 12 and unders in Camarillo. They've been around Southern California. They love their fans. They're appreciative. They're grateful. And they're just built differently than most superstar celebrities of today.
Yeah. How many Grand Slam titles? I'm looking at their Wikipedia. I mean, this is a this is amazing. You know, they've won every major tournament.
They've won everything.
Yeah.
But Russell, they're not the only really, really good players or great players that you signed.
No, we like we were talking about before the break, you know, we had a team with basically nobody on it after we didn't take McEnroe across the United States.
Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you for not bringing him to town. But anyway.
You're very welcome. And so we looked around for how do we get the best? And we were fortunate enough to reach out to somebody that knew that Daniela Hantikova, who is number 32 in the world. She's been on the cover.
Former top 10.
Former top five.
Yeah, top five. That's right. You're right.
She's one of the, I think she's the only woman to win Indian Wells twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's really.
And she's got an amazing foundation, by the way, in terms of her charity work.
She does.
And, just amazing.
And that's
she
one could, of the things.
She could be a model if she wasn't playing tennis, yeah. too. I'm
well, she was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, yeah. But she's also at number 32 in the world and with four Grand Slams, you know, she brings the basically the top rated woman to tennis to play. In the World Team Tennis League. And so we got her, and then you need to play women's doubles, and we were fortunate enough to get Kaveta Peshke, who 2 years ago was number one in the world. Right now she's number nine. And so she's delighted to play with Danny. And then on the men's side, we've got Somdev Deverman, who's number one in India. He's a pretty spectacular player, and he's been playing wonderful Davis Cup matches for India. And then we got Raven Claussen, who's actually beaten the Bryan brothers twice this year. Once in the early rounds at the Australian Open and once in the finals of Memphis. So Bob asked me, do you really have to sign that guy? but you know, how we were able to get Bob and Mike is really a fortuitous story. You know, I've been doing some charity events with them for years, and they're just the nicest guys in the world, and they really wanted to play for San Diego. They really wanted to play in Southern California, where they grew up playing tournaments, and this was their chance to give back to the community. Yeah. So now we need the community to come out and watch them play when they come.
And that'd be great. He'll be here with the Austin Aces on July 7, Monday night. I see that. And these are all at the Sports Arena. I don't know, is it the Valley View or the whatever they're calling it these days? But it's the Sports Arena, right, Richard?
Well, we call it the Sports Arena, but that's not the official name anymore.
I know. They keep changing names.
The official name is the Valley View Casino Center, formerly known as the Sports Arena.
Right. But we'll go with that.
So you open up July 7th against the Austin Aces, right?
We open up July 7th against the Austin Aces, who are bringing an incredibly tough team to town. They're bringing Marion Bartoli, who won Wimbledon last year. They're bringing Andy Roddick, who is clearly a superstar in the world of tennis. And they're bringing Zvonareva.
Oh, I didn't know they had Zvonareva.
So they signed Zvonareva, kind of a surprise last-minute pick in the draft. They signed Zvonareva, and so they're going to have Zvonareva and Bartoli play doubles.
Wow.
And against Hantikova and Peshke, that's a spectacular doubles match.
No
so
kidding.
That's something you can see July 7th at the Sports Arena when we open our season, and that'll be exciting to have Andy Roddick in town.
Right. Now, the Philadelphia Freedoms, July 8th, will Billie Jean King be coming to any of these? Or
we're going to honor Billie Jean King that night. So she's going to come out for that, and we're going to have a ceremony just to honor the tremendous accomplishments that she's done.
And you'll play the entire Elton John song, probably, right? or a good deal of it.
For those people who don't know, Elton John wrote Philadelphia Freedom for that team.
For Billie Jean.
For Billie Jean and for that team that she created. So everybody knows the song, but, you know.
Yeah, it's in that book that Richard recommended, Necessary Spectacle, how they were both in awe of each other and didn't know it. And they're finally at a party, and then he invites her into his Rolls Royce and blasts his speakers with her music, and they were both, you know, she was They became close friends after that, but they were almost too nervous to meet. They had, several times, but they're good friends now. He was in her movie that aired on PBS. So
yeah, well, Elton's a huge supporter of World Team Tennis. He's a huge supporter of the finals, and usually they do a special charity event, the two of them together.
And I think he's done a concert in the sports arena, hasn't he, Richard? He must have.
I don't remember, but Washington's a team you said that keeps winning, right? Who do they have? Why are they so tough?
The Washington Castles are just. They have a very balanced team. They've had Martina Hingis for a number of years.
Sure.
They had Serena
She's great.
Play, or they had Venus play, one of the two.
I think it was Venus.
Yeah. A couple years ago. And so, they've always managed to just, they have Leander Pace on the double
side.
Yeah. Wow. Who is absolutely.
He's just so fun to watch.
One of the most spectacular doubles players out there. And when he plays, the Bryan brothers, there's definitely a war going on there between them. And so, Pace is very tough in the double side. You've got usually a really tough singles side for them. And so they've managed to piece together the longest, and you'll like this, they've pieced together the longest winning streak in Major League history, 34 mm-hmm. wins in a row.
Right. Wow. Right. Anyway, Russell, we have to pause right there. We'll come right back after this long break, new sports weather.
We have to Leander Pace right there.
So hang on. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. All right, we're back with the second half of It's Your Money and Your Life, and time for Richard to thank our sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors. Hey, UBS, Michael Carrancha, and Drew Freitas. And again, Go Brianna in the cheer competition down there at ESPN in Florida.
Orlando.
Right across the street from UBS on Prospect Street, downtown La Jolla, Regions Bank, the best business bank in San Diego, with Sean Puckett and Steve Sefton. I think Sean Puckett's our guest next Saturday, if mm-hmm. memory serves. Mm-hmm. Jason Kruger with Signature Analytics, San Diego's best CFO service. Joel Grushkin and Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve cash flow. Boy, he's doing a huge project for me for one of the golf courses we just bought. Talk about a tax shelter. Anyway, our favorite CPAs on the planet, Paul Polito, Don Epic, Polito Epic CPAs up in Vista, survive tax season.
He'll be on
Private Foundations due May 15th, and Paul is on with Rick Day on May 17th. You're right.
Correct.
Carl Sheeler with Berkeley Research Group, helping business owners improve the values of their businesses by understanding the risks that drive their cash flow. Brenda Geiger, Law Offices of Brenda Geiger, Asset Protection and Estate Planning. She's got a great continuing education seminar coming up on June 6th at an amazing place up at Carlsbad, the Museum of Making Music. So CPAs and attorneys out there looking for CE credits, great event. One of the best speakers on the planet going to be presenting. And then I'm going to be presenting too. And then another great event coming up with the Lombardi Group, the LG Experience, helping wealth advisors and CPAs drive much, much better value to their very best clients on June 16th through June 18th at La Costa, the Advanced Tax Planning Institute. Not a halfway bad venue to have a three-day tax event, La Costa Resort, June 16th to 18th. So thank you. All of our sponsors. And Joe, how can our listeners find out more about our amazing roster of sponsors?
Well, if they just get on iymoney.com on their smartphone or computer and get your cursor over to sponsors, and you'll have a drop-down menu there. It'll take you to all of their personal information and their contact information. If you want to learn more about those events, you can learn through there, or get a hold of Richard or me through the website as well. We'll get you the answers you need.
We will indeed.
And you've worked with them for many years with great results, right, Richard?
Oh, man, I was looking at this list going. I worked with six of the eight just this last week.
So these are hand-picked, collaborative, historical sponsors. We don't get these out of the phone book.
No,
folks.
They're the best. They're the best. They're the best of brand over here in San Diego, if not the entire West Coast.
There we go.
Anyways, hey, funny tennis story before we get back to the aviators. And Russell, you can give us your opinion on this. So I heard through the grapevine a couple months ago that Will Ferrell was going to do a movie about Bobby Riggs and the Battle of the Sexes, but it was going to be based on this ridiculous story that ESPN ran just before the U.S. Open started about Bobby throwing the Battle to the Sexes to pay off a $100,000 gambling debt to the mob, to the mafia, which simply isn't true.
It's a bunch of bunk, and Richard knows why.
But it's now official because Ferrell came out, and he's picked his co-producer, and he's picked his screenwriter and stuff. And just curious, did you follow that story? I mean, have you, I know ESPN's piece popped out, I think, 2 days before the U.S. Open started in September. Any thoughts?
I did not, but I believe everything I read.
You do? Okay. Especially if it's on the internet.
Well, my theory is this, Richard. If they picked Will Ferrell to play this, I mean, no one's going to take it serious. I hope it's a comedy, because I can't see him all of a sudden switching gears and playing a serious role. Can you, Russell? I mean, you're...
How could he possibly play a serious role?
Has he ever played a serious role?
He was hysterical in the desert. There was a charity event down there that he actually emceed. He umpired a Bryan Brothers match.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And it was against Marrero and Verdasco. And he kept saying things like, España, España. he's just, oh, go America.
Is that the smash up they call it after
it's the... It's a desert smash,
yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
It was a wonderful event. And
yeah, they get Djokovic in there and a lot of good players to do that too.
So. Yeah, they've had... Novak has shown up the last 3 years to play, and the Bryan brothers continue to play. And originally K-Swiss was a big sponsor of that. K-Swiss pulled out this year, but the guy showed up anyway.
Oh, good.
Just good guys. But
nice.
But I can't see Will being serious about that. So that sounds to me like it would be a pretty funny movie. It's certainly a funny premise.
Well, I'm going to be optimistic and say it's going to recall more attention to the historic events of 1973 and what Billie Jean King accomplished. And, you know, he jumped over. She told us this herself after she beat him. He jumped over the net to shake hands.
Yeah, with his last ounce of energy.
And the first, I'm surprised he didn't, wipe out. But anyway, the first thing he said was, I underestimated you. Billie Jean said that. So that's a verbatim quote. And I don't think, and plus, he beat the number one woman in the world easily out here, in May, on Mother's Day.
He didn't, he gained 12 pounds in
between. Right. And, he would have bet on him. You said he bet a lot of money on himself to win, right, Richard?
So, he bet a lot of money on himself to win. So did Leo DeRocher, the manager of the Houston Astros, because he was in Bobby's hotel room.
Who said,
you
got to beat this broad, right?
Exactly, you got to beat this broad. Leo the Lip. But anyway.
We've come a long way, baby.
We have. Virginia Slim's slogan, we've come a long way, baby. Yeah, can you believe it? The first women's tour sponsored by Philip Morris.
Yeah.
So hey, Russell, I noticed you guys have 7 home matches, but I noticed you're going to have a charitable angle for all 7, right?
Yes, we're right now in discussions with a number of charities in the hopes that each match can benefit somebody as well as bring people to a wonderful show.
Do you know who you're benefiting on opening night yet, or is that not able to be disclosed or not yet determined?
Actually, we don't know the order of the nights yet, so we're working with the charities to figure that out.
Gotcha. Okay, that's cool stuff, though.
It's an amazing story. I didn't realize this league's been around since 1973. I mean, it goes back that far. 40 years, 41. It's pretty amazing. There's 8 teams playing now, I'm seeing, and should be. You've got a lot of pros,
But Russell, basically the season happens during the entirety of July, right? So you have like 7 home, 7 road?
Yeah, it's a very compressed season because, as you know, the men's tour and the women's tour are very long. I mean, most of these guys are on the road 48 weeks a year.
Plus we have the Grand Slam events going on
and
before
so,
and after.
Right, so what happens is Wimbledon ends the weekend of July 4th, typically, and this time it ends on the 6th. And our season is compressed into July 7th to July 23rd, so it's only in... really a very 17-day period, very short period of time to get 14 matches in. So if you think about it, because the teams are in Philly and Boston, D.C., Austin, all over the country, you've got to move these players back and forth very, very quickly to get your home and road games in. But the guys are up for it, and they're excited.
Now, the championship matches, I mean, at the end of the season, is that preordained where that's going to be, or don't we know yet? Or
do you get, like, home court because your record's better than...
You get home court for the semifinals, and then the finals this year is going to be on the West Coast. So it doesn't matter what... The league is divided up into 2 sides, obviously, West and East. And so whoever wins the West and plays the East, the last couple of years it's been in Washington, D.C. With the Castles. This year... Hopefully it'll be in San Diego.
Yeah, cool.
I just saw something very cool. The first sports experience for Jerry Buss and Bob Kraft was they owned a world team tennis team.
He actually owned 3 world team tennis teams. And he spent so much money on the world team tennis teams that he told the rest of the league, you better do this or I'm going to sell them because I'm only playing myself in all of these venues.
Well, at least that way you win.
And lose.
On to own the Lakers, obviously, and the L.A. Kings. I don't know if that's still in the family or not, but Bob Kraft now, he went on to own the New England Patriots, which is kind of cool, and a soccer team as well. But so there's quite a history there.
We're gonna continue those winning ways.
Yes, that's great. So you're going to honor Billie Jean on July
the 8th.
8th?
July 8th.
And
but Billie Jean's in town on Monday, and you're going to be doing something down at Morley Field with her, right? We can disclose
it's actually
this
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Tomorrow
Sunday,
is
right.
The big
today's
tennis fest.
I've lost track of time. This is Saturday.
Yeah, so tomorrow's the big tennis fest down at Morley Field, Balboa Park.
Afternoon, right? 2:30-ish.
It's 2 to 4, I think. And we're going to have some tennis out there. We're going to obviously be fortunate to have Billie Jean King out there. She's the one that catalyzes that event. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to honor her again on the 8th.
Outstanding. Anyway, let's take our little break right now, Justin. We'll come right back with more of It's Your Money and Your Life right after this. Hang on. All right, we're back with a bonanza of information with Russell Geiser, new owner of the new San Diego Aviators. Get on their website, new world team tennis team here. So anyway, where are we going to take this?
Lot of people don't know this, but this is actually the 39th season of, I think I'm right on that, the 39th season of world team tennis.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was basically Billie Jean's brainchild because she wanted to make tennis a more collaborative and participative sport.
And get men and women playing together.
Exactly, because gender equality is about men and women doing things together equally.
Well, how does it, all right, for the uninitiated, the people who don't know, how does a match work, Russell?
Yeah, Russell, tell us. I mean, in terms of the sequence, what can we expect? On July 7th, what are we going to see in terms of the order of play?
Well, that's a great question, because the sequence is actually up to the host team.
Huh.
So there's a lot of strategy that goes into that, because sometimes you have women tennis players that either don't want to go first or don't want to go last because they don't want the pressure of either. And so,
and sometimes that's men tennis players who don't want to do that too, not just
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So. But what we've seen is that typically in the league, it's the women that decide the match.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that the men tend to trade serves a lot.
Of course.
And so the disparity in a men's singles match is usually 5-4.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's 5-3, but it's usually 5-4.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get a lopsided women's match, and that will decide the entire night for you.
Yeah.
So when I said women, I wasn't being sexist. It really is. That tends to be the dominant choice. When the leagues draft players, they almost always draft women first.
Right.
And so you have women's singles, you have men's singles, you have mixed doubles, men's doubles, and a women's doubles. Obviously, when we have the Bryan brothers in town, we'll probably finish with Bob and Mike because that's the more spectacular
match. Yeah, they used to playing under pressure, that's for sure, and winning.
And winning all the time.
Yeah.
7 of the last 9 years, they've been number one in the world.
Right.
Wow. So you don't know what to expect. It could be men's singles first. It could be mixed doubles first. I mean, it doesn't matter as long as all the matches get played, right?
Correct. And of course, you know, we're opening against Andy Roddick. So, you know, we may put Andy on first just to diffuse the excitement, you know, that they're going to have on the Austin Aces side. So
that's right. You could force their hand, because if they wanted to hold him for last, but
because the home team decides. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's kind of like the pitch when changing the pitcher and the batter, that whole little strategy going on right in the baseball game.
Absolutely. Left-handed versus right-handed. Yeah. Here we go.
With the Padres, it doesn't matter because they only score two runs a game. So anyway. But.
Oh, boy. And it's a nice ballpark. Come on.
It's beautiful down there in the gas lamp until the game starts.
Well, maybe they'll turn things around the second. They're a good second-half team. They start winning. They go on a long win streak.
Russell, how can people in San Diego get involved with the Aviators as season ticket holders, sponsor? I mean, whatever. How can people get involved?
Well, I think the three things that we're looking for are the season ticket sales, which they're out now. We have single game ticket sales that come out May 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have sponsor opportunities. There's a lot of real estate on that court. Our games are televised. We have 3 games on the Tennis Channel, which will get worldwide coverage. Mm-hmm. And then we have ESPN streaming it. Ooh. And we have ESPN2 on the final. So.
Wow.
There's actually a lot of TV coverage, and we're talking to another network about covering the 3 or 4 games that are not shown. So we really have a lot of match time on air, and for sponsors who are looking to get their name out in San Diego, it's a tremendous opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I am your second season ticket holder. I was not first. Somebody beat me. I'm number 2, but number 2 always tries harder.
So if they go on consumer goes on SanDiegoAviators.com, they can find out all that ticket information, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
www.SanDiegoAviators.com.
Yeah.
So, Russell, you got a big exhibition coming up tomorrow at Balboa Park.
There's no need to publicize
But tell us about your tennis game. Left-handed, right-handed, serve and ball. I mean, what's your game like?
Well, I like doubles the best, and I tend to pick the best partner and stand,
smart man.
Stand in the alley. Okay. So, no, I really enjoy competitive doubles, and I think tomorrow, you know, I'm fortunate to have Torrey Gamble, who you might remember Jan Michael Gamble on the tour. This is his brother. Torrey is a spectacular tennis player, and we're going to be playing the guys that won the 5-5s here in San Diego and a woman that just came off tour. So a little bit of battle of the sexes, but we're probably going to see every ball hit to me, unfortunately.
There's a strategy there, right? Got to find the weak link.
Number one, you always pick the best player to be your partner.
So an average ticket cost for, like, let's say a husband and wife want to go down and bring the kids, lowest to highest ticket, what might they expect to pay? Are we at liberty to say? We don't know yet.
No, we do know. So otherwise, selling tickets would be tragedy for us. What we did was we created an atmosphere with just 3,250 seats. Mm. That's pretty intimate. Every seat is a great seat. And so I know a lot of people say that, but in this case, we've taken this 16,000 seat amphitheater down to just 3,250.
And you'll have it partitioned off so you feel like you're in a closed space, right?
Yes. And so these are all... These would have all been higher priced tickets if you had the whole arena selling out. And mm-hmm. so because we cut it down, we wanted it to be more intimate. You can buy tickets for as low as $20.
Wow.
And so I can't park at SeaWorld for that right now.
Yeah.
So I think, there's a tremendous value proposition there for coming in and it just for $20 and participating in the match. And then, of course, seats get more expensive as you go courtside. But here, courtside is really courtside. You sit on the court. I mean, you're there intimate with the players. And
did I hear that parking was going to be really, really low?
Parking's included.
Oh, that's great.
That's really low.
Just answer my question, Russell.
Okay, good.
And I got to tell
I'm not getting invited back next week. I already saw there's a guest list for next Saturday night, and I'm not on it.
But you guys, people out there should realize, watching TV on tennis and seeing it live, it's two different. When you are up close and see how good these players are, it really is amazing. They are really gifted athletes, and you can't really appreciate it off
tennis
the TV.
TV makes tennis look easy, and that's my one complaint about tennis on TV. People go, wow, that looks really easy.
Except during the U.S. Open, when they get those cameras right down on the court moving, you get a better appreciation.
But when you see the ball move live.
Yeah, when you get to see them put the spin, the slice, everything, there's no comparison. So you should, one time in your life, you should really take that in, I'm thinking. So
we appreciate that support.
But isn't that true? I mean,
it's so different in person, and in person up close, because even in Indian Wells, you can go out, but you sit a mile from the court.
My first pro match I ever saw I happened to get lucky and get a baseline seat, and I'm watching Thomas Muster receive serve from Pete Sampras.
He was a piece of work. Yeah, man, that guy was just.
I was just in the first two serves like 136 miles an hour aces, and I just laughed. I said that you can't believe how fast that ball is hit, but. When it's like seeing your first baseball game as a kid. It's just a whole new plateau that you never realized existed. So,
but the cool thing I like about World Team Tennis is the men's game, in my opinion, has become too much about the serve. So you tend to have fairly short points. Mm-hmm. Whereas the women tend to still play tennis in the more,
of course, now
the more historical sense of actually structuring.
Are these courts
a little
slower than typical hard surface, though?
What surface are you putting down in there? I'm just curious what surface you got. Or do you guys know yet what the surface is on?
The league actually mandates a certain surface. And so this is a court that gets built inside the sports arena. So it's made out of a certain material, but plays a little bit slower than a typical fast hard court, but it doesn't play anywhere near as slow as clay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. So if they slow down a little bit, then we'll tend to have.
Because I like watching the women's game now more than the men's, because the women actually have to play like I play. They construct points and they have to hit the ball and make their opponent move and try to control the center of the court instead of just blasting it at 135.
More strikes, right, Richard?
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Anyway, this has really been great. So we only have a couple of minutes left here. So any closing thoughts, Richard? What should we close
with? Well, we need to close with the website and we're helping to get the word out.
Absolutely.
We're big fans of WTT. We know Rosie Cruz, who's in charge of media with the WTT. And
to get a little taste of this, I mean, Billie Jean King has been to San Diego every summer for about 18 years with her junior WTT junior nationals.
Late July, typically.
If you go down to the Barnes Tennis Center, you're welcome to check that out. And these kids come from states all over the country. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's the junior WTT championships for the entire country. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, so, that'd be another good way to see how World Team Tennis is played and And that you could just walk in off the street. And
because it extends down to not only the kids, but there's also team tennis for adults. Because I've played in it before.
Oh, down there, you mean?
No, least. Across the country.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, Richard, we have to wrap
up. Hey, music. Hey, Russell, really appreciate
it. Thank you so much
we
for
appreciate
having us.
Our pleasure. SanDiegoAviators.com. Get over there. Learn about the tickets. This podcast will be on iymoney.com along with all the rest of ours. So, Richard, thank you. You have a great week. And Justin Hart, our sound engineer, thank you for making us sound good. And we'd like to thank Dave Sniff, our programming genius, and also our account executive, Craig Blake. Thank you. So you have a great week, everybody. Stay cool out there and go play some tennis. We'll see you next week. Good night.